Ezra Hashem, we're learning Kapitel Chav Zayin. The David Hashem Oyer V'Yishi. And we have the Sefer Tehilas Yisrael from Shlomo Kloger Zatzal, who was of the G'dayli Adar in his generation. He lived in the time of Rekiva Eger, prolific writer. It's written on almost probably every single topic and more, and then some. And even in the Sfarim that we have of his, he has different approaches. In other words, over here, he starts off with one approach of Tehillim, of this explanation, and then he has other approaches to understand what's going on here. The Davar Hashem Oyer V'Yishi Mimi Yira. We start a simple explanation of why we say Kapitol Chav Zayin after Shachris, and after Mincha Ma'ariv, respectively. Nusach Sfard says it after Mincha. Nusach Ashna says it after Ma'ariv. I believe Sfardim, at least some Sfardim, say it every single day after davening. But why do we say specifically during Yom Nerayim? These days preceding Elul as well. So if you look at the words over here, L'davar Hashem Ayri, Shem is my light, V'yishi, my salvation. So Ayri, Chazal tells us, the Medrash tells us, Ayri is my light, is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. V'yishi, my salvation, is a reference to Yom Kippurim. And if you scoot down to the bottom over here, Ki Yitzpeneni B'sukai, and he will hide me, B'sukai, is obviously a reference to Sukkos, right? B'yayim Ra, now Hashem will protect and shelter. There is another reference to Shmini Atzeres as well, which is not as famous. I don't remember offhand exactly the reference to Shmini Atzeres. But let's take a look over here for a few minutes what the Shlomo Kluger has to share with us.
How about before we start?
So I saw here from Shlomo Kluger, when he focuses on the words, Hashem Mo'o Yizchaya, Hashem is the strength of my life. Hashem is the strength of my life. Mo'oiz chayai, of my life. Now, memiyechad. So, when the person has that confidence that he is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has that relationship so strong, what does it mean, mo'oiz? How do we activate? How do we activate the mo'oiz chayai, memiyechad? Is it, I'm a yid by definition, so therefore I have this mo'oiz chayai, Hashem is my strength? Yeah, that could be. It definitely could be. But there's a couple words I saw over here from Shlomo Kluger. Ein oiz elatayr. Like Maran Subas tells us, Andaf ayin zayin. Asher misha balakan v'talmud v'yodai. We all have a goal in life. And it's by men, the goal is to become the greatest Talmidei Chachamim that we can become. By women, the Yaivitz, the Chazanish, and many others as well, the Vilna Goyin in his letter, they say that the same way men have this Yetzirah when it comes to Limud Torah, women have a Yetzirah when it comes to Tznius. The goal in life by women is Tznius, as to the goal in life by men is Talmud Torah. Now, Tznius does not just mean in the physical dress. Tznius is a whole essence of an opportunity of a person's personality. The way they express themselves. That's also called tznius. Mo'o yizchai, Hashem is mo'o yizchai. Hashem is the strength of my life. How do we activate Hashem to be the strength of my life? Oiz, ein oiz ela tayr. Oiz is tayr. The strength is tayr. The more a person gets connected to tayr. Now let me give an example. You ever have sometimes, let's say you have a fan plugged in, and it's not working so well, so you know, you look at the wires, you look at the buttons first, look at the wire, you see it's almost halfway out, so it's not, the electricity is not flowing well. I know, I told you, I have a friend of mine who's mechanically inclined. He calls down a plumber to fix his washing machine. He says, well, you see this cord, it's very important you plug it into the wall. He says to me, you have to spend $150 on that. You know, he couldn't believe it. He was kicking himself, you know, whatever he called, you know. So, You have the washing machine. You have the cord. You have the outlet. But if it's not plugged in, you don't have the ma'oiz chayai. So how do we activate the strength of Hashem? Let's plug in. Let's be connected. Let's connect through the Limud HaTorah, the Esek HaTorah. A person's life has to revolve around Limud HaTorah. I want to say something. It doesn't make a difference what color yarmulke he has, whether he wears a hat, doesn't wear a hat. That's irrelevant. What is relevant, and I'm not getting into specific details, what's relevant is the person, every single person, his life has to revolve around Limud HaTorah. When a person's life revolves around Limud HaTorah, you know what he's saying? He says, Hashem, I love you. I love you. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. But when a person, his connection to Limud HaTorah is when he goes in between Mincha and Maariv and he sits by the Rav's drasha and he gets a few minutes of sleep, depending how long the Rav speaks for. Okay, I'm sorry to say it like that, but that's what happens many times. You look around, you see. You know, maybe you think you have to get Negelwasser, right? You know, if the person's makbid not to go Dalat Amos, but then it's not a half an hour. Okay, fine. That's not what Limud HaTorah is about. Limud HaTorah is Hashem Moyes Chayai. And later on, in this capital, later on, David HaMelech says it himself. What does he say? Shivti b'beis Hashem, kol yimei chayai. I want to sit. This is his bakosha. His bakosha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achas sha'alti meis Hashem. O Yisrael vakesh. Hashem, I ask of you. Now, you'll ask some people, they're working people, 9 to 5, 9 to 5. They say, 9 to 5, I wish I worked 9 to 5. You know how many hours I work? But what did we say earlier? It's a state of mind as well. As Rav Futner in Pachad Yitzchus Zatzal explains, you can have two people. One person learning in Kailu for years. Another person traveling by train, going to Manhattan, coming back home late at night, whatever it might be, whatever his job might take him to. And they get up to Shemayim. And the person who was this businessman and traveling on a train and going to work for hours and hours every day, he sees he's giving this schar of reward for learning a whole entire day. And he says, you know, I know we're in Olam HaEmesi, I just got to be honest. You might have the wrong Yankel over here. There are Yankees, a lot of people with the name Yaakov. So he says, no, we got the right one. Your tshuka, your desire, your rotzen is always to be in the base medrash. It's always to be learning. Circumstances didn't permit it. Alma dekshoit in the real world, this is what you wanted to be. As opposed to the person who was in the base medrash, physically. You know where he was mentally? Mentally he was at the office. His mind was in Wall Street. His mind was in NASDAQ. Or his mind was in the stock market. So he gets the reward for the amount of time that he deserves as well. But he wasn't learning the whole time. His mind wasn't there. So we're starting a whole new year. We're ending the year and we're starting a year. And this is another one of the reasons why we say the David Hashem, specifically through Yemei Elul and Yom Neroim, the Shmiat Seres, we want to emphasize Hashem Mo'iz Chaya. Hashem is the Mo'iz Chaya. Every single person has to be connected. Plug in to the Torah HaKadosha. Plug in to the Torah HaKadosha. Doesn't matter the background the person has. Doesn't matter. Hashem loves us. We have to show we love Hashem. How do we show we love Hashem? Through Limud HaTorah.